I've previously emphasized how AV dissociation is not the same thing as AV block. AV dissociation simply means that we see regular sinus P waves that are not related to neighboring QRS complexes. This phenomenon can be transient and sometimes may only be seen for one or two beats until the sinus node recaptures the ventricles, or AV dissociation can be complete and persist for the entire tracing and beyond, which is what occurs with complete AV block in which none of the P waves are being conducted to the ventricles. As I've discussed before on my blog, AV dissociation is due to one of three causes. It can be due to second or third degree AV block, as I've just mentioned. It can be due to default, in which there is a slowing down of the sinus rate with resultant takeover by a junctional or on rare occasions by a ventricular focus that now beats at a faster rate than the slowed sinus node, or it can be due to usurpation, in which an atrial or less commonly ventricular focus speeds up and usurps, that is, takes over the pacemaking function because it now beats faster than the unaffected sinus rate. But there's a special type of AV dissociation that I wanted to mention, which is isorhythmic AV dissociation. What is isorhythmic AV dissociation? The name tells all. Both the sinus node and AV node have an identical or nearly identical rate. That is, they are isorhythmic. But the sinus and junctional pacemakers are not related. That is, they are dissociated, which means that they beat independently from each other and none of the sinus impulses are conducted to the ventricles. Unlike what happens with third degree AV block, in which there are more atrial than ventricular impulses, with isorhythmic AV dissociation, there is a 1-to-1 P wave to ventricular QRS ratio. But despite seeing one P wave for each QRS complex, there is no consistent relationship between these P waves and QRS complexes. It's like a neck-and-neck horse race, in which at one moment in time, horse A is a little bit in front of horse B, and then the two horses are tied, and then horse B nudges ahead, then horse A, then horse B again, nudging ever so slightly ahead, and this continues until a photo finish at the end of the race. A similar set of events can be seen on ECG. Most often, isorhythmic AV dissociation is a manifestation of default, that is, default of the sinus pacemaker that for whatever reason slows down, leading to sinus bradycardia. And at a sinus bradycardia rate of, say, 50 or 55 beats per minute, the normal AV nodal escape rate of 40 to 60 per minute might by chance be virtually equal to the sinus bradycardia rate. If this happens, a form of synchronized dissociation can develop, in which sinus and junctional pacemakers, beating at almost identical rates, end up discharging at a moment in time within the cardiac cycle, in which each of these two pacemaker sites discharge within the absolute refractory period of the other. So you sometimes see P waves falling within a very short PR interval, just before the junctional QRS complex, then hidden within the junctional QRS, then occurring just after the junctional QRS, with these P waves unable to assume command of the rhythm for as long as sinus and junctional impulses continue to discharge within the absolute refractory period of the other. And as long as they do, you won't see capture or fusion beats, but instead will continue to see P waves and QRS complexes beating independently from each other at near identical rates. All of this said, why am I bothering to make an entire audio pearl about this uncommon phenomenon? The answer is because on occasion you will see this phenomenon, and it is important to recognize that isorhythmic AV dissociation due to bradycardia will most often be benign. This is especially true when the patient is a healthy young adult who is athletically trained, as increased vagal tone is commonly associated with this benign bradycardic form of isorhythmic AV dissociation. I'll close with a few additional points. Isorhythmic AV dissociation may be brief or much longer lasting. It tends to last until the inherent rate of one or the other pacemaker speeds up. Usually, this is the sinus node that wakes up and assumes a more normal heart rate. For example, with athletically trained individuals who may manifest a benign bradycardic form of isorhythmic AV dissociation at rest, the sinus node quickly speeds up with activity, and we almost immediately see resumption of sinus rhythm as each P wave at this faster rate now is able to conduct to the ventricles. And resumption of sinus P wave conduction immediately suppresses the underlying junctional escape rhythm. Finally, be aware that there may be variants on this theme. So instead of pure slowing of the sinus node rate, isorhythmic AV dissociation may result from slight or sometimes more marked acceleration of the junctional escape rhythm, or by a combination of sinus slowing and some acceleration of the AV node. We are simply looking for a rhythm in which P-wave and junctional or ventricular rates are virtually the same, leading to a consistent 1 P-wave for 1 QRS complex ratio, but with total independence of P-waves from neighboring QRS complexes as manifest by P-waves that are not conducting, but which instead are seen to move around the QRS. Bottom lines. First, find the cause of either the sinus bradycardia or the accelerated junctional rhythm, and if the cause is benign, as in an asymptomatic athletic individual, then the isorhythmic AV dissociation will also almost always be benign. If, on the other hand, there is an accelerated junctional rhythm whose rate very closely approximates the sinus rate because of a pathologic condition, such as digoxin toxicity, treating the cause, for example, holding digoxin, should resolve the rhythm. Or if it is acute infarction that produces a fast junctional rate that is virtually equal to the sinus rate, then improvement of this patient's underlying condition should resolve the AV dissociation. But since none of these conditions that I've just mentioned as potential causes of isorhythmic AV dissociation allow P waves a reasonable chance to conduct, since P waves are occurring so close to neighboring QRS complexes, true isorhythmic AV dissociation provides no information on whether any degree of AV block may be present.